Is this a one-way street?
No, it's not.
No, you're good.
We're good.
I'm riding along with 30-year-old Adam Wright. Wright's an airline pilot by trade, but in his off hours, he delivers food for Charlottesville's Meals on Wheels.
Good morning, Mr. Hare.
Well, thank you.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Every day, 5 days a week, Meals on Wheels delivers about 270 meals to people in the Charlottesville area who are homebound or who can't cook for themselves.
Right now, our age group runs from 23 to 96.
Lee Tripp is the executive director of Meals on Wheels in Charlottesville.
The younger ones tend to have some type of debilitating disease or a mental disorder that does not allow them to care for themselves. But this allows them to live independently because they've got somebody to bring them food every day. But 80% of the people that we serve are over 65, and about 65% are over 75. Wow. So it is mostly an elder population. I mean, we're talking about people who were, you know, the librarian in your school, the postal worker who came to your house every day. You know, these are they're people that you saw, and then you don't see them anymore, and you don't think about them, but they're there, and they need us.
The Charlottesville Meals on Wheels was started 38 years ago by four women in a church basement. They delivered 8 meals a day. Today, that has grown to 4 part-time staff and a network of 180 volunteers. Each meal costs about $5.50. But because most of their clients are too poor to afford the meals, about 3/4 of the 270 daily meals they deliver are fully subsidized through the private donations they receive from local supporters. Tripp says they don't receive any set government funding. Most of the rest of their clients pay a sliding fee, somewhere between $1 and $4 per meal, depending on their income.
They're choosing, if we don't feed them, they're choosing between buying food and paying for their medicine or paying for their home. That's not a fair choice. Nobody should have to make that choice, especially when you get older. I mean, what can they do otherwise? They can't go back to work.
Today they're serving up potatoes, chicken nuggets, and spinach, perhaps?
A handful of volunteers prepare meals in the basement of the Charlottesville headquarters. They're packed into a series of coolers, which are each labeled with a different route number. On a recent Friday, Adam Wright gets Route 15. He's got a total of 10 deliveries, some of which include meals intended to last clients through the weekend. One of those is Hortensia Cruz.
Miss Cruz, got some meals for you. You got a minute for a reporter?
Cruz invites me into her small living room, where we sit and talk for half an hour. She lives by herself and has narcolepsy and a rare illness called stiff person syndrome. It causes her to have random seizures because her senses are extraordinarily heightened. Loud noises, bright lights, sudden touches, these can all send her into convulsions. She wears a giant set of ear protectors around her neck, the kind that lumberjacks or construction workers wear.
Yeah, I cannot go to church, to a movie, to a party, concert, nothing. To a reunion, barbecue, because some people talk loud. And even the hospital, I have to look, I have to talk in the front desk and ask them, is there a place where I can hide from the noise? And then they put me in a room by myself. So I cannot socialize like I wish I could, you know.
Once, she tried to go to the grocery store, but a nearby shopper sneezed loudly. Cruz dropped to the floor as her body began to tense up and spasm. She doesn't know what she'd do without Meals on Wheels. She's scared of cooking for fear that she'd burn her house down if she had a seizure while at the stove. But it's more than just delivering meals to those in need. For many of these folks, this is the only contact they have with another human being throughout the course of the week. Volunteers aren't just delivery drivers. They're also caretakers. Meals on Wheels has emergency contact numbers for everyone they serve. If a volunteer is worried about a client, that number gets called. If they don't answer, the police are there within 30 minutes to check on them.
A couple of times they have had to break in and they found people on the floor and gotten them to hospitals. Since I've been here, it's all worked out really well.
Knowing they're the only touchstone for many of their clients, Meals on Wheels tries to go one step further, sending birthday and holiday cards to folks as well. reminding them that they're not entirely alone.
I mean, we had one lady called, and she wasn't complaining, but everybody in the office cried over it. She called to tell us that we were the only people in the world who remembered her birthday. And she wasn't doing that to make us feel sorry for her. She was just telling us how appreciative she was that we actually did it. It's hard to think of people being that alone, but they are.
For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.